The following is a lecture at Keshi Ghat, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on November 17th, 2015, in Vrindavan, India.
We don't have time, let's go ahead.
All right, I'll just... Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The supreme occupation, Dharma, for all humanity, is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. Purport. In this statement, Sri Sutta Goswami answers the first question of the sages of Naimisharanya. The sages asked him to summarize the whole range of revealed scriptures and present the most essential parts so that the fallen people or the people in general might easily take it up. The Vedas describe two different types of occupation for the human being. One is called the Pravritti Marg, or the path of sense enjoyment. The other is called the Nivritti Marg, or the path of renunciation. The path of enjoyment is inferior, and the path of sacrifice for the supreme cause is superior. The material existence of a living being is a disease condition of actual life. Actual life is spiritual existence, or Brahma-Bhuta existence, where life is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. Material existence is temporary, illusory, and full of misery. There is no happiness at all. There is just a futile attempt to get rid of the miseries, and temporary cessation of misery is falsely called happiness. Therefore, the path of progressive material enjoyment, which is temporary, miserable, and illusory, is inferior. But devotional service to the Supreme Lord, which leads one to eternal, blissful, and all cognizant life, is called the superior quality of occupation. It is sometimes polluted when mixed with the inferior quality. For example, adoption of devotional service for material gain is certainly an obstruction to the progressive path of renunciation. Renunciation or abnegation for ultimate good is certainly a better occupation than enjoyment in the disease condition of life. Such enjoyment only aggravates the symptoms of disease and increases its duration. Therefore, devotional service to the Lord must be pure in quality. In other words, without the least desire for material enjoyment. One should therefore accept the superior quality of occupation in the form of the devotional service of the Lord, without any tinge of unnecessary desire, intuitive action and philosophical speculation. This alone can lead one to perpetual solace in his service. We have purposely denoted dharma as occupation, because the root meaning of the word dharma is that which sustains one's existence. Living beings' existence is to coordinate his activities with his eternal relation with the Supreme Lord Krishna. Krishna is the central point of living beings, and he is the all-attractive living entity or eternal form amongst all other living beings or eternal forms. Each and every living being has his eternal form in the spiritual existence. Krishna is the eternal attraction for all of them. Krishna is the complete whole, and everything else is his part and parcel. The relation is one of the servant and the served. It is transcendental and is completely distinct from experience in material existence. This relation of servant and the served is the most congenial form of intimacy. One can realize it as devotional service progresses. Everyone should engage himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, even in the present conditional state of material existence. That will gradually give one the clue to actual life and please him to complete satisfaction. So, do you want to be completely satisfied?
Keep your head straight.
Huh? You want to be completely satisfied?
Yes.
And you have to engage in motivated, uninterrupted devotional service. If you're doing devotional service for any material motive, then, well, I want some money, I want a husband, I want a wife, I want this, I want followers, I want that, you will never, ever be satisfied because you're not engaging in pure devotional service. Pure devotional service is not difficult. You simply have to understand this is what I have to do and just pray to Krishna that you can be in that mood and keep praying and praying and praying until it finally happens. If you beg Krishna long enough for pure devotional service, you're going to get it. But if you just think, well, it's not possible, just going to try to enjoy a little bit here and be Krishna conscious, it doesn't work. You won't be satisfied. You'll be frustrated. So, take it up. And also uninterrupted, I mean 24/7. One time somebody asked me, they said, are you a full-time devotee or a part-time devotee? I kind of laughed at that question. If you're a devotee, you're full-time. It doesn't matter if you're working a job or you're a brahmachari in the temple. If you're a devotee, you're a devotee all the time. It's not when I go to work on the cards or diseases. Well, I'm a part-time devotee, you know. I'm at the temple, I'm a devotee, and I go to work, I'm a If you're a devotee, you're a devotee. If you're at work, you're a devotee. You're at home, you're a devotee. Wherever you are, you're a devotee if you're a devotee. That's all. So devotional service means without interruption. Even if you fall on your face and do it to me, you're still with me. Actually, it was special mercy.
Dandavat.
Very powerful. Actually, you need difficulty to go through in the dham. The purification is magnified 1,000 times. So, I don't know how many millions of lifetimes of sinful activities were burned away by that dandavat. I got special mercy. I was very, very fortunate. I've never offered dandavat like that in my holy dham. I was just praying in Prabhupada. I really got that garland yesterday. I thought, this is incredible mercy. We have Prabhupada's garlands in the samadhi. I was just praying to you 6 hours of the day. Actually, I was praying to Prabhupada, please invest me now with the potency, with your potency, that I can make the entire world Krishna conscious as soon as possible. That was my prayer to Prabhupada. So this is help, this is special mercy. They help me become more purified. To suffer this bloody nose and whatever I have today. Luckily, my teeth weren't broken. That was my main concern. My teeth weren't broken.
There's another lesson.
So,
I needed to ask
you. Here we are in a very holy place. This is Keshi Gata Bhakti Vata. Radhaja Kana Keshi Gata Vamsi Vata Radhaja Kana. This is where Krishna has subdued the Keshi Divas. Usually the Jamuna flowed very powerfully here, but now she's moved a little bit away. A little bit of a puddle here now, Jamuna puddle. It doesn't even flow all the way through here now. But formerly Jamuna always flowed through here, and now she's made a little bit of way. We still have a little Jamuna here. A little bit of Jamuna through here.
But with the sewage.
Huh?
With the sewage.
I don't want to talk about sewage.
Oh, okay, but it's that's why the water is black.
So, here in this holy place, we can beg Krishna, my dear Lord, is there any prayer you utter here is 1,000 times more beneficial?
Like this, like this,
Krishna says, Ahai Sakya Pratiyata, unmotivated and uninterrupted. While you're here in Vrindavan, this holy place of Keshi Gata, within your heart you can pray, my dear Krishna, please bless me now that I can engage eternally from this moment onwards of your pure devotional service without any interruption, without any motivation. You pray that way now very sincerely within your heart, and you will get 1,000 times more benefit. My dear Lord Krishna, please bless me now that I can serve you for all of eternity without any material motives and without any interruption.
The Keshi demon of my heart must be killed. Keshi demon of my heart, please kill that demon.
May you subdue the Keshi demon of my material desires. Completely defeat that Keshi demon of my material desires now, so I can become completely absorbed in pure devotional service. It's noteworthy to note, Krishna says, the only way to satisfy the self, the yatma supasidati. In other words, you can't get any satisfaction any other way, just like that old pop song back in the 60s. I can't get no satisfaction. You can't get any satisfaction in this material world. Mick Jagger was belting it out, you know, I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm trying this, I'm trying that. Whatever I do, I can't get any satisfaction. It's a very good song. You can't get any satisfaction in this material world.
Don't squint your head like it because it gets blood out.
But even if you go all the way to become Brahma, the By a bit of pious activities, you can become Lord Rama. Still, you won't be satisfied unless you appear to Lord. You can be in any position. You can be rich, you can be famous. Doesn't matter if you be a demigod. Doesn't matter what your position is. Any position in this material world will not satisfy you. Absolutely will not satisfy you. As this Prabhupada points out, this purport, any satisfaction you get is only your imagination. Even impersonal Brahman liberation is not satisfying. It gives an illusion of satisfaction temporarily. But even Brahman realization doesn't satisfy you. If you want to be satisfied, there's only one way to do it, and that is you have to have unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service by taking shelter of Guru, Sadhu, and Scripture. Sadhu, this is the three parallel lines of authority. We have the Sadhu, we have the Guru, and we have the Scripture. We follow the pathway of these three parallel lines of authority. Then we will be allowed by Krishna's mercy, and Krishna's mercy and Guru's mercy. We will be allowed to enter into that sublime realm known as Shiva Bhakti. That realm is very sweet, it's very transcendental. You don't need to be anywhere in the world. You don't have to be in Vrindavan to be in that mood. Vrindavan is a consciousness actually. You can carry it with you all over the world. Wherever you are, you can be in the holy town. It's a matter of connecting with Krishna. You can be in Delhi to be in the holy town. Or you can be in Kaunas or in Kaliningrad. Or Klaipeda, or so many other places, you see. You can be in Solferino, Malaysia. Or you can be in so many other places, you see. Tallinn, Estonia, or, you know, some, or Melbourne, Australia, or Lima, Peru. Or you can be so many places. Melbourne, Australia, even. You can be in so many places and be in the spiritual world with Krishna every minute. Or in, even in London. In London you can be the spiritual world. So you just have to connect with Krishna, that's all. My dear Krishna, from now on I have only one desire, and that is to please you. You have to always, you should always embrace that conviction. My dear Lord, I have only one desire now, and that's to please you. If I do that, then what about my material needs? Well, Krishna guarantees that if you fully He says, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I provide everything they need, right? I protect what they have, and I provide them whatever they're missing. So, you don't lose anything by giving everything to Krishna. I say, whatever you have, see if it's not your property. It's all Krishna's service. Whatever you have, engage all of it in Krishna's service. Whatever you have, whatever talents you have, whatever possessions you have, whatever you have within your realm of control, engage all of it in Krishna's service. And then Krishna becomes fully manifest within your heart. Or Jagannath will be fully manifest within your heart. That's how you worship Krishna, Jagannath, Krishna Balaram, within your heart, have their presence fully manifested every minute. This being this mood, pure devotional service, whatever my spiritual master tells me, that is my very life and soul. If you embrace the order of your spiritual master as your life and soul, you will be packed up tightly with Krishna at every minute. You will never be separated from Krishna or Guru at any minute. Simply how much you're dedicated to serving the order of your spiritual master, that is your perfection. That will bring you in direct contact with Krishna, Jagannath, Baladev, Sivadra, Gornasai, Krishna Balaram. Direct contact with all these personalities. So Just stop thinking about what you want. Stop thinking about, start thinking what your spiritual master wants to do. That's right. Just focus, what does my spiritual master want me to do? How does he want me to think? How does he want me to speak? How does he want me to act? We are meant simply become fully under the control of our spiritual master. That's perfection, spiritual perfection. And I accept your orders, my very life and soul. So that's the secret of success, how you become fully absorbed and unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service. You completely, totally surrender to your spiritual master. I can give up anything, I can accept anything. Whatever you want, Guru Maharaj, that's it. Whatever you want. I can accept anything, I can give away anything. I'm completely detached with anything and everything. My only attachment is to please my spiritual master. Whatever he wants me to do, immediately will do, without question. I'll accept anything, I'll reject anything, simply on his order, that's it. There's no trying to negotiate with the spiritual master, but Gurudev, but Gurudev, but Gurudev, no. It happened one time, my godbrother, Tamar Krishna Goswami, the Prabhupada told me to go to China. He tried to argue with Prabhupada. No, Prabhupada, if I go, what will happen to the Radhanamara party? He was, our Prabhupada got so angry, he wasn't surrendering. Prabhupada gave an order and he was trying to say why he couldn't do it. Prabhupada got very angry. He said, okay, either you go to China, I take away your Radhanamara party, you either sit here in Mayapur and chant Hare Krishna, or you go to China. So then he's doing it. Sometimes the spiritual master has to pound you a little bit. The Guru Mata has to pound you a little bit, you see. Because you're holding on to some stubborn idea of what you want to do, you see. So sometimes you get that, you just say, okay, wait a minute, let me stop thinking what I want. Let me start thinking what my spiritual master wants. That's how you achieve pure devotional service. That's how you will capture Krishna. And have Krishna with you at every minute, blessing you and guiding you. So try to get out of this conditional mentality, I will do devotional service if. Kick it out. It's your enemy. It's conditional consciousness is your enemy. Just become the unconditional, totally sold-out servant of your spiritual master. And then Krishna becomes your personal property. I hope you all understand this. I hope you all understand this point. Because if you don't, you will continue to have difficulty on this pathway. You will continue having difficulty. I hope you can all understand this point. What it means to surrender to the meeting of the spiritual master. I want a copy of this lecture. Email it to me.
Okay.
So we'll stop here. We'll start here. We'll resume our curriculum now. We thank you all for being here. We love all of you. You're wonderful. Krishna has blessed me with all of you. He's blessed me with Guru Mata's help. He's blessed me with all of you, disciples. I'm just praying that Krishna may bless each and every one of you with pure devotional service. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Shri Gurudeva ki
jai.